All right, very good. We're going to now go back down to 13 for Recreational Trails Program 2025 project selections.
Hello.
Hi there.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. I think there is a presentation that will I submitted to share with you all.
Right, stand by.
Okay.
All right, just okay, very good. Go ahead.
My name's Carrie Richards, and I'm the grant specialist, and I manage, among other things, the Recreational Trails Program for the office. And today I'll be providing an update to cover the available budget, funding information, and key projects for the Rec Trails Program for this year. Next slide. The primary source of funds for RTP come from the Federal Highway Administration, and these funds are appropriate apportioned to the states by Congress. Public rec trail projects. The amount of funds that each state receives is based on the number of recreational vehicles licensed in each state, and the RTP program offers an 80-20 match, where 80% of the project costs are covered by the program, with 20% funded by state or local dollars. The original available budget for the Recreational Trails program for this year was just over $88,000 for projects. This program requires funding be split among motorized, non-motorized, and diversified projects. Historically, in South Dakota, we end up combining the non-motorized and diversified funds into one pot, so that total brings it to $61,000 for the non-motorized diversified, and then $266,000 for motorized projects. And I will cover the motorized funding first. I'll get into the details of what these projects are in the next couple of slides, but first we can look at the budget for them. We have a snow groomer with a total cost of $315,000. We'll be able to use $252,000 of Rec Trails funding for that new snow groomer. And then snowmobile easements, we have that budgeted as well, about $14,500. For those easements. Each year we utilize RTP funding to purchase a new snowmobile groomer for the state, for the trail system in the Black Hills. This new groomer is a Trucker Snowcat groomer, and it replaces an older model, which at the Black Hills system, trail system. That older model then gets transferred to a grant and aid snowmobile system in the eastern part of the state to upgrade their equipment. So overall, this program has 18 snow groomers between the Black Hills trail system and those eastern clubs, and we replace about one groomer per year. The snowmobile easements to ensure that we have future trail routes across the Black Hills, we've set aside funding to purchase property easements. The trail connections in the hills are becoming tougher as residential development and property sales are happening, and along those trails. So we're currently, as we speak, working through the first round of easements with a number of residents in the Black Hills. To keep those trails open and connected without having small segments of trails inaccessible to each other. The non-motorized and diversified funds, again, I mentioned that our available budget for that was $621,872 due to various clearances that we had. and issues with those clearances. The project scope for Johnson Point Trail and the Oahe Downstream Trail that were previously obligated some RTP funds were actually modified, and either some or all of the recreational trails funds were pulled from these projects. This was, we were then able to take those funds and add them into this current year's non-motorized and diversified budgets to be reallocated to additional projects. I will cover, I'll cover the state's projects first. Again, I have just a quick funding breakdown of the three state projects where we'll be spending some RTP funding, with a total project cost in these three state parks of about $600,000. We can utilize $476,000 of RTP funds to assist in the completion of those projects. The first one that I'll cover is the Sandy Shore Recreation Area. This project will provide a connection to the existing Watertown Trail system through Sandy Shore Rec Area. This connection will tie to an existing trail system and bridge a gap in trails that surround that Sandy Shore Lake. It will, the total cost of this project is $390,000, with $312,000 funded by the Rec Trails Program and $78,000 in state funds. Sechi Hollow State Park or Recreation Area, improvements will be focused on about a 3 to 4 mile section of the overall trail. This portion of trail contains several stream crossings and low areas that have deteriorated and will be addressed through shaping, grading, additional aggregate materials, stream crossing improvements, vegetation management, and trail stabilization. The total cost for this project is $70,000, with $56,000 funded by the Rec Trail Program. And lastly, the Mickelson Trail program or project. This funding we've set aside for the Mickelson Trail the last several years, and it is used to address maintenance needs along the Mickelson Trail throughout the year to use as weather events or other needs occur throughout the year to make sure the trail remains a destination year after year for folks. The total project cost that we have set aside is $135,000, with 108 funded by Rec Trail Program and 27,000 by state funds. These projects, again, are photos of those same parks, are great examples of how our state funds can be leveraged to enhance the rec trails and improve community infrastructure. They can significantly benefit local areas and trail systems. Local recreation trail projects and applicants. Each year we set aside a portion of our Rec Trails program funding for local projects. Each year the application cycle opens in January with an April deadline. Both city and local governments and nonprofit organizations and school districts can apply for this funding. Following the deadline, the RTP Advisory Council, with the assistance from GameFish staff, review and score these applications. At the annual meeting, the Rec Trail Program Advisory Council will further evaluate the projects and select awardees based on available funding and project merit. If awarded, the local entity would then be the one that's responsible for that 20% match to the RTP funds. Just some quick stats about this year's application numbers. We had a total of 18 project applications. This was about 6 more than last year, so we had some good numbers. Two of those applications came from nonprofit organizations, one from a school district, and the remaining 15 applications came from cities and municipalities. The applications submitted were mostly new trail construction, with 8 or with 11 applications. Six applications requested funding for maintenance and restoration, with one request for funding for a combination project. And then finally, the total request for rec trail funding was nearly $4 million. The average total project cost came in around $315,000, with an average RTP funding request at $219,575. After reviewing these applications, the RTP Advisory Council selected the following projects. Here we can see Alcester. They submitted a project for approximately 2,000 feet of new pathways within and around the park. This trail connects to existing trails by and will create a continuous loop around the park. Residents have added access, or this will add access for outdoor rec, and connect different features throughout the existing park. And their RTP award was $110,000. Burke project aims to enhance the connectivity of the park's existing limited trails by adding 1,500 feet of new trail. These new trails will again form a complete loop, allowing pedestrians to easily navigate the entire park and keep sight lines throughout the park. The project also includes the construction of an ADA compliant bridge that will connect over the ditch on the east side of the park and connect to that road on the east and provide safe access for pedestrians to the park and trail system. And that project award was $62,000 of RTP funding. This Custer project proposed a trail that will connect both ends of the West Dam to the existing shared use path, which extends from town to Gates Park. This trail will traverse an embankment and run parallel to the pond currently undergoing construction and the dam that is undergoing reconstruction, creating a seamless link between these two recreational spaces. They have a lot of project development that or park development that they're planning again on that east side of the trail there, so it'll connect to areas of outdoor rec. This work is done alongside and in conjunction with the dam restoration that's currently underway to recreate that pond and water area. And they have been awarded $146,000 of RTP funds. The Lake Frances Case Development Corporation, this project is located in Chamberlain, and it connects the overall project includes two trails through this this wooded area and bluff area. The project that we're funding is the Connected Community Trail, and it will be constructed with crushed stone surfacing, staircases, and it'll connect two portions of the Chamberlain community, which currently are not accessible other than driving down to the interstate and back around, or quite a ways the other direction via street. So allowing this this connectivity between the two is the goal of this project. And they've been awarded $135,266. So overall, you can see here the total amounts that have of each of these projects, and then the RTP funds that we will be awarding to those communities to complete those projects. So overall, we were able to award $453,872 to those four communities. The last thing to discuss is our August redistribution. At the end of August, the federal government reallocates any unused RTP funding and redistributes it back out to the states. And this is We get this number. I just got this number. I just requested this number the other day from the DOT. However, the advisory council does at their annual meeting select one of the project applicants that will be awarded that additional funding so that they don't have to meet again to make that selection. We have them a letter to that additional community on standby once we have that final dollar amount. That August redistribution can be up to that $167,000, which then gets split between the non-motorized, I have non-motorized diversified and the motorized funding. Little typo there, sorry about that. The motorized portion of those funds would then be, because we do still have to use it on a motorized project, that'll be obligated to additional easements to that budget so that we can continue to purchase easements. And then the final slide I have here will summarize all of the allocations for the Rec Trails program. It shows about $1.4 million of RTP funding that we were able to obligate out. So including that 20% match from communities, it's about $1.7 million of trail projects that will be completed in the next couple years with these funds. So pretty awesome distribution of funding to all of these different projects. So that's all I've got. Thank you for letting me give you guys an update on this program, and I'd open it up to any questions.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Questions?
Yeah. Mr. Reese, you mentioned when you was talking about the snowmobile trails in the hills about expansion of building and land being sold for development. Is there getting to be issues where it's getting harder to get to trails where we need them because of development in the hills? And is that making us have to pay more for easements for that access?
Through the chair.
Please.
I am going to call in Jeff to help me with that question.
Yep. Madam Chair, Commissioner Bees, great question. Yeah, we are seeing all kinds of land being just purchased for dollar amounts. But the neat thing is a lot of those folks want the snowmobile trail. That's one of the reasons they're purchasing. It might be an Airbnb. They want that recreation. So right now we're working with a real key area we call it the Cashmere area, if you're familiar with that, where we have multiple homeowners up there, all in favor of the snowmobile trail, and we're doing an appraisal to determine what that price might be. At the same time, we've got this survey going on where we're trying to figure out what the amount of use is on those different segments of trail. So if we got a trail where we only have two sleds going down every year, that's not going to be a high value to us. Where if we got a trail that's got thousands and thousands of hours on it, it's going to be something we really want to take a look at. So all to be determined. But this is really the first time we've gone this step of having to buy easements. So it's kind of new territory for us, and we got to get it right the first time because we'll certainly set a precedence.
Additional questions? The only one I have, and I don't know, Karen, if it's for you or for Jeff, and if you said this and I missed it, I apologize. Is all of this on the website if people want to go online and check it out, or do they need to contact the department to learn more?
Yes, Madam Chair, the minutes from the meeting would be posted live, but otherwise I don't believe that would be posted on like the boards and commissions website, but otherwise these details of what is what projects specifically that we're funding, I don't know that that's anywhere that it could be found, but something that we could certainly do.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of a community wants to apply for it in the future.
Yes, yeah. Those are on the GFP website.
Madam Chair, every year we do an announcement when there's a grant period open, and we make sure that gets out there. A lot of the planning districts around the state are very aware of that and help those communities submit applications as well. Cary also does a great job of notifying those communities that weren't successful in getting that. We don't leave them hanging.
Very good. Great projects. Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. And I apologize for